I was lucky enough to be riding my bike on a beautiful fall day recently when my biking friends, that's what we call us, the biking friends, and I passed a soccer field of one of the private schools in Charlotte. The school was at the top of a hill, so we were breathless and we stopped for a moment to rest and watch the kids play on the playground. Two things immediately struck me as we watched the children. First, the diversity of the racial backgrounds of the kids on that field. I think of the 40 or so children out in the field running around. Every ethnic group was represented, all playing with one another without any apparent animosity or segregation. I found that very refreshing and encouraging. The other thing I noticed was that there was not one child on the field who was overweight or obese. Not one. Well, you know, this is not the norm in America these days, where 35% of children are now overweight and 20% are obese. So in today's PeteCast, I thought we might do a thought experiment to see if we can explain why these children seem to be different than the average group of kids in America today. Why weren't there overweight and obese kids on that playground?
It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PeteCast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PeteCast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
So let's think about this school in Charlotte that seems to specialize in thin kids. How do you get a school full of lean children in today's America? Were they selected for admission because they were thin? No. I'm not aware of low BMI being a criteria for admission to any schools in Charlotte, so I think not. Or maybe these kids came from families who farmed or lived some other very physical, strenuous life that kept them thin. Well, I seriously doubt that. The school that we are biking by is located in the heart of the city in a very urban environment. The nearest farm is about 25 miles away. Okay, here's another theory. Maybe these kids are thin because their parents can't afford enough food after paying expensive private school tuition. No, that idea is out in left field. They didn't look malnourished, just normal weight. I'm sure the kids get enough food. Or could it be that the admissions committee puts an emphasis on athletics and that somehow that excludes children who are not physically fit? No, that can't be. This is a school that touts itself as a pre-collegiate school. So I think their admission criteria is mostly academics and diversity. So we're left with the dilemma of why the children at this school seem to all be normal in weight. Well, I think I know the answer to this question. I learned the answer while I was doing research for my new book. Yes, I am in the midst of writing another blockbuster book for parents, and one of the chapters is about how stress affects children. Stress, you say, in children? You're probably thinking that kids don't have stress. Well, you're wrong. In fact, some kids have a lot of stress, like living in poverty, or growing up in a single parent household where things are tough, or growing up around drugs use or violence. It turns out that the more stressful events and factors a child experiences during their childhood, the more likely they will experience childhood obesity. Think about that. Poor children who often have food insecurity and often don't have enough food to eat tend to become obese. Obese is not just a matter of eating too much food or eating a lot of poor quality food. Certainly, these are contributing factors, but poverty and stress are also important driving forces that can make a child overweight or obese. In other words, stress in childhood translates into disease as one ages, and obesity is now considered a disease. Well, let's get back to that school that we were peddling by with all the thin kids. Remember, these kids came from all sorts of ethnic backgrounds, but I am certain they all had one thing in common. They had very little toxic stress at home or in their lives. If their parents had sacrificed and made sure that their children got a quality education, I find it hard to believe that they would be exposed to severe stress at home or fed them lots of low-quality junk food. No, these kids were getting all the advantages. Good food, a high-quality education, and growing up in a low-toxic stress environment. It's sad that every child can't have that same environment to grow up in. It's ironic that the obesity epidemic is, to a large degree, a matter of economics. Poor children often get the double whammy: lots of low-quality processed foods and more stress than their middle-class counterparts. Knowing all this, it doesn't look like just solving the bad food issue will solve the obesity problem for many poor children, since their physiology is so adversely affected by all the stress in their lives. But knowledge is power. Now that we are beginning to understand how stress harms the health of children, we can all do more to change that. We must do more to change that. Well, if you enjoy learning about kids' health with PEDcast, please take a moment to write a review on iTunes. More reviews means more exposure on iTunes, so those reviews really help my blog. And while you're at it, subscribe to my blog either on iTunes or at my website, www.docsmo.com. That way, you have a chance not to miss any episodes. This is Doc Smo, hoping you enjoy this little chat about how to keep kids from getting fat. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast: Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction; Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music; Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor; Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music; Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry; and Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.